Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Every Friday around this time, we look back at all the best stuff that came up from you, my listeners, with one of my...
R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yes, I've loads of friends. And to prove it, one of them is actually in the studio. Amy Huberman, how's it going?
Hey, Jen, how are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to meet a friend.
I know, it's nice to see you. We used to be neighbours, we're not anymore, though.
No, well, you just like ran me out of the neighbourhood with all these rumours of me throwing...
Dog poo.
I didn't even have a dog at the time, so it wasn't dog poo. That's all I want to say to you. Now it would be, because I have a dog, but who knows what it was.
How's life with a dog?
It's like having another child. Yeah, if you're... No, because if you had a kid that digs up your garden and chews your furniture, then yes. So it's actually like a bit more intense than having another kid.
Were your kids at you to get a dog for years and
years? I always grew up a dog, so we were always going to get a dog.
Yeah.
And I've been on to this woman, Lynn, who runs Milo's Rescue Mission, and we're just waiting for the right dog. I wanted a puppy that I could train. Mm-hmm. Now I think I'm regretting that. Oh my God. And every stage I go through, I'm like, that was just a phase. And I keep talking to Brian going, she's over that. And then goes to the next stage. She's got a lot of energy. Oh my God. It's digging up the garden. And this was the first year I felt like a proper grown up. I planted bulbs in September.
Yeah.
My mum was so proud of me. And now they're all reefed out of the garden. Gone.
Do your kids, they're a bit young, but what about picking up the dog poo?
Not a chance.
No.
That's the least of my worries. I don't mind the dog. The dog poo, as you know, I'll just put it in a bag, drive around, fling it out the window.
She doesn't do that. That was an absolute
Jennifer
rumor.
Has been slagging me about that for years.
Fake news. Now, just to the listeners, before you all start saying, you know, Jen, you're so down with the kids on 2FM. And, you know, Amy's so, you know, she's RT1, Finding Joy. You must have nothing in common. But listen to what happened on Finding Joy when she went back to her old school. I just want to play a little clip. Have a listen to this.
Well, I think it's really important to keep that energy for yourself. You know, just express it as self-care, self-love even.
Are you talking about wanking, miss?
Well, I guess that's one way of expressing self-care.
We're actually not allowed to talk about that without a consent form.
Well, I think that we should be teaching it in classrooms.
Masturbation.
Will you teach us, miss?
Yeah, help us find joy.
Just a little bit of sex ed.
There we go. See, we talk about that kind of stuff all the time.
Who? On the show. Oh, great. It's
Don't worry about it. And you were actually, you were in a show called Threesome before.
Yeah.
So people shouldn't be too surprised that your show, Finding Joy, is full on.
Ah, yeah. As full on in that regard.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And I think when you've gone from the clinic on RT and then a legal drama and then to that, it's a different type of show. It's, you know, it's comedy. It is, it's as they say, the balls out, you know?
Full on.
You
and
say
are
that?
People, you're totally allowed to say that. We just said
grand.
Masturbation. Ah, wanking.
Perfect.
Grand. Amy, do people ever go, what's going on? What's this all about? This is not you. Are people genuinely shocked when they see the show? Because, like you said, it is full on out there.
No, it's just a different genre. It's a comedy show, and it's not a legal drama. And you have to let it be what it is. And to be honest, it's the stuff I really enjoy. I think it's strange here because you're it's going out in the same kind of channel. So when we did Threesome, it's Comedy Central, and it has its own little niche, and you know that's what you're going there for. But there's probably plenty of people who have said, well, now is this a version of the clinic? And you're like well, no.
Definitely not.
Not really.
Can I ask you which do you prefer? Because you produce and you're right, Finding Joy. Is it quite nice to do that legal drama where you just can rock up and do your lines and be an actress? Like, is that quite nice as well?
It's lovely to do both. And as I'm sure, as you know, you, having written your own show as well and doing comedy, there's so much fun in that. And it's hard work. And like the energy it takes to kind of, you know, do get the comedy going every single day. It's just different to doing something that's a straight drama. Mm. I find the legal jargon really difficult to learn. I was that was fun. I used to have to study all weekend to try and have a layer down that I could then try and learn every single night, because it was like a different language to me. And then I'd kind of, you know, ad lib a bit of the legal stuff, and they're like, so that's an actual law.
Don't do that.
You're going to have to say that the right way. like, yes, no problem. But it's lovely to get to do both. Yeah. And actually, once you've done one, you're kind of craving the other a little bit because yeah. it's a gear shift and it's nice to be able to do both. But like, as you know, like being on a comedy set is just fun and everyone's there to kind of have the crack. And it's just a completely different energy. But I do love doing both.
Were you really tired? Because were you pregnant when you were filming?
No, because we finished filming last December and then did all our post-production and just finished at the beginning of March. And I was like, right, I'll take a bit of time at home. Mm. Seven months later. So you lot of time. No, but so it was good. We filmed last winter. So it was November, December. Finished the week before Christmas. Yeah, okay. So it was all finished.
Speaking of your pregnancy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we were talking about maternities and hospital rules yeah. and all of that. Now, is that something you're worried about? Have you discussed with Brian, like the plan, what's going to happen if he can't be there from the majority of it?
I think they're allowed to come in for the birth.
It depends on the hospital. I think what we discovered
there are different rules. I think there are different rules. Yeah. For where I am in Hollis Street, I think I'm pretty sure the birth partner can come in. Like he's been at no appointments. And listen, it definitely feels different this time. You're kind of in and out. And you're in and out on your own. I think because it's my third, I don't notice it as much. I think it's really difficult for first time parents, or people who are struggling a little bit as well. That's a lonely old road.
Would you consider ever staying at home and having it?
No.
You'd ruin your carpets. Oh, they're God. New.
More power to people who do that. That has never crossed my mind.
Really?
Never. Did it cross your mind to have it at home?
I went full nature mom on my first.
Did you? Were you going to get a birthing? Did you have the baby at home?
No, I had an emergency section.
Oh, okay. So slightly different.
And I was so naive, but I stayed at home for as long as possible.
Wow.
Before I went in. And then I had to have a section on the second one. But I would have considered, I have friends that have given birth on their sitting room floor with their husbands.
And how is that?
Painful, you know, not great.
No, I didn't. And actually, Sadie came early and it was, I'd been at the IFTAs about 4 seconds beforehand and Brian had a game. So it was a really weird weekend where I was really distracted. I quite liked that high drama. I was like, right, I don't know what's going on. So I wasn't at home. No, and maybe I should have been instead of being in a black tie event.
Yeah, it was nice being at home because you can remain calm and you're not in a situation where it's like, okay, this is quite, you know, we're going to have a baby. And it was quite nice to be at home for a long time. And the third one as well. Like Brian's probably like, I don't see that again.
It's everything. Yeah, exactly. I've seen it. I can just watch reruns in my own mind when I go into that place.
Exactly. We need to talk about this because on Wednesday we had loads of listeners contact the show talking about the time they were cheated on. Okay, because we were talking about Dominic West and all those pictures that were in the paper, and a lot of people were disgusted. There wasn't a big showdown and a lot of high drama, but we had really interesting calls and people calling in saying, I forgave, I moved on. My husband cheated on me, and we went through a lot of therapy and work. So, any plans to go in that direction?
In what way? To how to address it? How to forgive someone?
Would you?
What is this, Jen?
Have you been cheated on in past relationships, even as you know, in your teenage years? And you know, how did you react, or did it ever happen?
Do you know what as well? Like, if you there's probably those times you were. And probably never knew.
Don't know.
But there was, if you had boyfriends in like your teenage years, there was no phones, there was no nothing. So sometimes, I mean, it was the cruelty of like not even being dumped by text. Like you probably just get like a carrier pigeon message that they were going out with someone else completely. Yeah. Or you'd see them or hear and just go, so that's over.
You'd see them
or you'd hear or somebody went to the local disco and was having a shift in the corner. You're like, so that marks the end of us then.
So that brings me on to the next one, which is revenge, because we were talking about revenge this week. And Anita and myself, we're the type of people, we would just, you know, turn a blind eye. We're not the type of people that would go all out to get revenge, but we'd a lot of listeners that would meticulously plan their revenge for whatever reason on friends, on partners, on family members. Are you one of those people? I would say no.
No, I think that if I was angry, it's kind of in the moment. And then if I know I'm really cross, if I'm still annoyed about it 2 weeks later, probably if somebody did cheat on you when you were married, you might still be cross two weeks later.
You might.
But it's in the moment. I know because I would be too, that would consume me too much. And I would, in the, like, and it's always kind of trying to hold you. I mean, if, for a big thing like that, if it's a relationship breakdown, but if it's small things, if somebody's annoyed you, that expression, you can always tell somebody to go to hell tomorrow. And I think it's really good advice because it takes the emotion out of it. And then you're like, I can sit down and clearly go, you've really upset me and annoyed me. But I did hear, of the woman who was, or no, the guy who was selling his partner's handbags.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
Did he make any money?
I don't know if anybody bought it. He described the handbag like his ex, saying she was leathery and fake.
Oh, God. Oh,
awful.
God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Two sides to every story, though, you know.
Well, listen, and that was his way. That was his therapy.
That was his way. We all have our ways.
And it was like upcycling, you know. It was recycling clothes, which is very ethical and sustainable.
Exactly. Now, how are you with smells at the moment, being pregnant?
I'm actually okay. I don't feel that nausea. It was with Billy, it was like anything to do with meat. People couldn't even say the word and I would probably get sick in their face.
Did you have to stop eating meat? Do you not
eat
meat?
I had to stop being around anyone who even discussed it.
Oh my God.
I remember Brian at one stage going, so I'm going to order a pizza and I'm probably going to get, I was like, stop there. And I was like, pepperoni. I was like, oh God. And it was gone. It was immediate. And when you're trying to hide it and going for lunch with people back in the day where you could actually do that, and just got like the sweat already, worrying about what they were going to order. It was triggered on them literally saying the word, ordering a ham sandwich.
You were gone. That
I could have used a leathery old handbag to vom into under the table.
And
but
Billy,
now not so much.
How is he with meat?
Grand.
Weirdly. Yeah. So
why do you think there's a correlation?
I don't know. I wonder, is there?
I ate pomegranates for my entire pregnancy with Sadie and now that's all she eats.
There we go.
There you go.
But
he's grand. He doesn't get sick on it when I say dinner's ready, which is really helpful.
Oh God.
Oh, actually he probably does. He's like, please can Dad make it?
Is he the better cook?
Definitely.
Same in my house.
It's handy though, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Like, you should just do it. You're just better at it.
And we'll never get better.
No, and it's fine. And it's the fact that they can cook is brilliant. Let them away with it.
Let them off. Because we were talking about smells, going back to smells.
Yes.
And how woody scents are best for men, but floral aromas are best for women. Have you ever got a perfume wrong?
I had a perfume for years that I loved that reminded me of my days in London when I had no job and I had not much to do, and myself and my friend used to walk the streets and walk into Sloane Square and go into Jo Malone and spray ourselves with perfume to try and pretend that we were living the life we weren't living.
Yeah.
So when I was able to afford one of those perfumes myself, and I love it and I still love it, the Lime Basil and Mandarin.
Lovely.
And I wore it for 2 years and Brian was like, we need to talk.
Stop.
Like, I hate it.
Stop.
It's like, you hate it. But that was when
he
was still playing.
Say?
What didn't you say? He was like, it's probably a horrible thing to say, going, you stink. But it was when he was playing and his nose is still quite badly broken. So I used to sit on the other side of him. So if his nose went left, I'd sit on his right. So he couldn't smell me. But now he loves it. He's like, actually, I've come full circle. I was like,
sorry.
Well, you kind of ruined it for me.
So you didn't stop wearing it.
No, I did. And I stopped. But I still had the bottle because I still love it. So maybe if he went away for work or anything, I'd like spray it and go, oh, my 20s, my old life.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should bring out a perfume, the Bang of Amy.
I'll Bang of Amy off her.
Bang of Amy. We'd all buy that. We'd all buy that. But listen, thank you so much for being my friend today. We have to remind everybody that Finding Joy is on at 9:15 on RT1 this Saturday. Is it going to be filthy?
Probably.
Yeah. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.